on this train. There are jutted out job boys, curly haired boys, and gay boys conspiring in the corner. There's an Asian girl, she's sitting right across from me with a black eye. She's reading Harry Potter. And no one here looks very remarkable. Chances are they'd say the same about me. But I've noticed I can reside in all of them, in their perception, their life, their dimension. I can see and I can see and I can and I can see that it's a long way down to the river. But if I get there first, I'll try and find. I'd love to come through. Every day I ache in the same way and search for one to take it away. And it's just a fact, it's just the way that I act. But don't change me, I like what I am. Oh, don't shake me, forsake me, don't wake me, just take me as I am. Cause it's a long way down to the river, but if I get there first, I'll try and find you. I'm not saying I can deliver, but I'd love to come through. I'd love to come. Never my life, and it's never my mind. It's not the way my imagination behaves. But I could write you an introspective ballad. I could theorize on how we came to be. And I could raise it up with my 100 voices, just lay it down with fury and sound, and always free and always. And always free, free. Cause it's a long way down to the river, but if I get there first, I'll try and find you. I'm not saying I can deliver, but I'd love to come through. I'd love.
That is the Memorex version of a little sneak peek of what you may see this evening if you go to the Canal Street Tavern for the Songwriters Showcase. But we also have live and in the studio the live version. She's Meg Kavanaugh. Meg, welcome, and thank you for coming.
Hi,
today.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
You are Dayton-born, but you don't make your home here now.
Indeed, no. I've moved to New York, and now I'm residing in London, England.
London, England. Not London, Ohio.
No.
London, Kentucky.
No.
London, UK. So you're back in town. It's going to be an amazing lineup, a true showcase of the kind of song-making talent that can generate from this region of the country. You, Todd Widener, and Chris Montgomery all together tonight.
Yes, it's going to be a great show.
Well, any further ado, first of all, welcome back to the Miami Valley.
Thanks. It's so good to be back. It's beautiful here.
And let's hear one from you. Okay, Meg Kavanaugh, sure. Live on 91.3 WYSO.
Thank you. She's conspicuous. You've seen her here before. She's conspicuous. You've seen her here before. Don't you believe her till you can feel her settling down in your spine. You won't forget it, she'll live to regret it, and she'll leave you there every time. Every time. She's conspicuous. You've seen her here before. She's a dizzy dancer in the dark. She rolls around your body like a flame, rolls around a spark. And you say her beauty, oh yeah, she moves me a dizzy dark way that you feel. Don't you believe her, she's just a dreamer, and not really sure what is real, 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 what is real.
Meg Kavanaugh live in the studio on 91.3 WYSO, and that's from your new record.
Yes, it is, yes.
The Musketeers Handbook.
Yes.
So how do you come to, I like it, I get a visual with that. How did you come to give it the name?
Well, it's kind of, you know, a lot of the songs are about like fighting for your love, fighting for your right to party. No, not that. But in one of the tunes called Shots, I talk about carrying muskets because I'm going to hail down a fire because I love someone so much. I'm just going to, you know, fight for them. And so I was contemplating calling it Carrying Muskets. And then we were looking at muskets pictures online, and there was the Musketeer's Handbook, and we were like,
well,
that's good.
There you have it.
That's a good name.
This could be a guide to fighting the good fight for love, hopefully, in most cases.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and for art and for creation.
How about it? We have Meg Kavanaugh live in the studio. She is live tonight with Chris Montgomery and Todd Widener. Just great, great talent that emanates from here. I have several friends that believe that there's something strange about the geography, cosmic alignment, universal relativity, that innovation and art and invention just radiate from this part of the world. What is that?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know either.
But it happens again and again and again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we grew you here.
Indeed, in this beautiful, beautiful place.
In this beautiful place. And then we sent you to England. How's it going over there?
It's going really well. I mean, I love the people in England. I love the people in New York as well. Both those cities I've lived in a long time. And it's just full of young people making music, working together, making all kinds of art. And it's just really inspiring to live there. But then to come home and be surrounded by all this beautiful greenness, and it's just gorgeous.
Yeah, beautiful time to be back, isn't
it? Yeah, it's so beautiful, and it smells good as opposed to the cities,
The rural Miami Valley. Well, it's a real treat to have you back, and thanks so much for coming by the station today. Are you in town for long? Are you heading?
Yeah, I'm in town for 2 weeks. Like you said, I have a gig this evening at Canal Street, which I'm really excited about. Some really beautiful songwriters are playing this evening as well. Mm-hmm. And then also on the 24th, I have a gig at the Taste of Wine in Miamisburg, which is a wonderful place to go and get some vino.
Yeah. Great music and great grape. Well, we're talking with Meg Cavanaugh. She's live tonight at the Canal Street Tavern. And if you would please do us the honor of playing another.
Sure, yeah. This next tune is called In Love. And it's got a little bit of a happier business to it. All I see is you. You pay me no mind. You're running all around everywhere. You're leaving me behind. And I can't think clear. I don't know what I need. I just want to catch you, honey, but you're at a different speed. Oh, I want you. Let us fall in love. I want to put down roots, or will you be my tree? Can I climb up in you, honey? Will you shelter me? But if I get choked up or if you let me down, I'm up so high, I'm scared I'm gonna lose my ground. Oh, why won't I let us fall in love? Tongues are wagging that I want you for myself, and you don't need all the heartache, you could find someone else. Why let us fall in love? Why won't they let us fall in love? Why won't
nice. Meg Cavanaugh, live in the studio on 91.3 WISO.
Thank you so much.
And you said cheers, didn't you?
I did. It's
I
in my vocabulary.
It. I watch Absolutely Fabulous, which is one of my absolute favorite shows.
Absolutely.
And two things I picked up from there, it's just like just a real casual cheers. Like,
cheers.
Hey, cheers. Yeah. Also, oi.
Oi.
Like, you seriously want someone's attention.
Yes.
Oi. Like, if you tried a bunch of different ways, finally you have to resort to that.
Yes. And also, brawly for umbrella. That's a good one.
A brawly?
Yeah.
You better bring your brawly.
Yeah. Bring your brawly in case it's raining. Are you going to spend a lot of time in the loo fixing yourself up?
We send them out and they come back with new words. You're live on stage tonight with a couple of really talented Miami Valley singer-songwriters. Todd Widener of Shrug.
Amazing.
Chris Montgomery. It just makes you proud.
Yeah,
makes
absolutely.
You proud. Meg, thank you for stopping by, and I have tickets to give away, but first, I thought we talked about maybe another one from here. Track 2, Adventurous. And I'll tell you what, we're going to give a pair of tickets to the first caller who can correctly tell me what kind of handbook did Meg name her album for? The What Handbook? What are we talking about? When you know that answer and you want to go to the show, give us a call, 937-769-1998. That's area code 937-769-1998. And by the way, this is all out on Smiling Handshake Records. And can people get more information at smilinghandshakerecords.com? Yes.
No. Smiling Handshake.
Which is kind of sweet. We did it on a smile and handshake.
Yeah.
SmilingHandshake.com, a really cool, newish local label that's featuring some of our homegrown talent. And Meg's album, The Blank Handbook, can be found on that label. So check it out, 769-1998. If you know the answer and would like to go to the show, and we'll hear one from the record. And Meg, thank you very much for coming by.
Thank you so much.